sixth pack of Peah Mishnah Dalad, the Eilu Hein Roshei Shunus. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that if there's some indication from the way the rows of bundles are set up, that even though it seems that this person forgot something, he didn't really forget it, he's planning to eventually go back and gather it, it is not Shechacha. So now we're giving different examples of this. Shnaim Shetchila Be'emtza Ashura. We have a row of bundles, and let's say there are 10 bundles in this row, and two people are standing in the middle of the row, but they're not standing mamish in the center. They are leaving two bundles in between them. In other words, both of the backs are facing two bundles, and the faces are each one is facing another four bundles. So, this one's facing to the left and the other one to the right. Literally, it means to the north and the south, but for our explanation, we'll leave it to the left and the right. If they forgot, one of the bundles, one of those, let's say the fourth bundle of the bundles in front of them, and achreim, to the backs, are the two bundles that both of the backs were facing when they started. In this situation, we say that if, let's say, the one that was going from the left to the right, he gathers together three of the bundles and he left behind the fourth bundle. So generally speaking, we say that if you left one ahead of you, you may eventually plan to pick it, and therefore it is not shichcha. In this case, we say it is shichcha because even though it's in front of this person, it's behind the other person. And the melech, the other one, is going to want to take it. He's going to have to go back on something that he was relying on his friend to harvest. So that is considered shichcha. Whereas shechareh yimein is shichcha. What was behind the two of them, in other words, in our case, these two bundles that when they started off was behind both of them, that is not shichcha because basically that was not in the area they were gathering. They started the gathering from the four ones on the left and four on the right, and the two in the middle, they didn't even... were not involved in gathering, and therefore, since they were not involved in gathering it, it is not shichcha. Shichcha means the person is involved in gathering something and he forgot it, then it goes to the end. Whereas a yochad shichcha mirosh hashura, an individual who started from the head of the row and he's going across the row, let's say the same case from left to right, the shochach performed with b'achrof, and as he was going through this row, he forgot some behind him and there was some in front of him. Here's the other way around. Shalafon of Eina Shichra. The one he did not yet get to yet is not Shichra because he didn't get there yet. And the reason why he forgot it is not because he was involved in gathering it and he passed it. In other words, it says in the Torah that like Toshav, you should not go back to take it. He doesn't have to go back to take it because he didn't get there yet. Whereas Shalach of Shichra, if he passed by one and he skipped one of them, then the one he skipped is something that he already went by, and now he has to go back to get it. Since he already forgot it, he's not allowed to go back to get it. Mitnei shuv about kosher, because that is the rule. If someone has to go back to take something that he forgot, it is shichcha. If it's something that he did not start with, either because he started from the middle or because he's going towards the end and he didn't finish, that is not shichcha. Zeklau kosher about kosher shichcha shen about kosher and shichcha, just like we just said, that anything you have to go back. And because you forgot it is shichcha. Anything that you did not yet reach, or you started from the middle and therefore you're not going back, so you didn't even start from the one behind you, those situations, it's not shichcha.